Anita Dunn, a top advisor to President Biden, is facing criticism for revelations that she previously advised a once powerful Illinois politician on how to respond to sexual harassment and retaliation claims. At the time, Anita Dunn was managing partner of a public relations firm. And while she and her firm were advising this politician behind the scenes, they were also working with the group Time's Up and supporting the woman who had brought those very allegations. The firm, SKDK, did not disclose that conflict of interest. And NPR investigative correspondent Tom Dreisbach has been reporting the story and joins us now. Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Okay, so first, can you just walk us through the sexual harassment case here?
Yes. So in 2018, a woman who worked in Illinois Democratic politics, her name was Elena Hampton, she sued several political committees run by one of the most powerful people in Illinois, Speaker of the Illinois House of Representatives Michael Madigan. She said that her direct supervisor on a campaign repeatedly sexually harassed her, and that when she reported this to higher-ups, including Madigan himself, she faced retaliation. Now, Madigan himself was not personally accused of harassment, but he and his team saw this as a political scandal. Two of Madigan's allies said they then went looking for a crisis communications firm to respond to the allegations. And as it happens, the FBI was listening into their conversation on a wiretap as part of a corruption investigation.
So we finally hired a crisis management company. Anita Dunn.
Anita Dunn is now in the White House, but at the time, she was a managing director at the communications firm she helped found, SKDK. The D stands for Dunn. And we should say there is no evidence that Dunn or her firm were in any way implicated in that corruption investigation.
Okay, and as we mentioned, SKDK also went on to work with the woman who brought these allegations. How did that even happen?
That's right. Elena Hampton, who brought this lawsuit, got connected with the anti-harassment charity Time's Up,
which, to remind people, got started after the Harvey Weinstein scandal broke to help survivors of sexual harassment and assault.
Exactly. And Time's Up directly partnered with SKDK. The idea was that SKDK would help people deal with the media requests that so often happen in these cases. So Time's Up and SKDK took on Elena Hampton. And as a result, SKDK was essentially on both sides of this case. They were supporting Elena Hampton, who brought the harassment and retaliation case. At the same time, they were being paid to advise Michael Madigan, a defendant in that case, on how to respond.
And that information was never disclosed to Hampton, the harassment victim, right?
No, she only found out because this information came out at a federal corruption trial, and she was told by our colleagues at Chicago Public Media. Meanwhile, the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund said SKDK never shared this information about their conflict of interest with them either, and they said they share Elena Hampton's frustration. Here is what Elena Hampton told me.
Anita Dunn specifically is an advisor to the President of the United States, and to learn that she was helping advise my former employer on my retaliation case due to sexual harassment is just a clear conflict of interest. It's really a violation of trust, and it feels like a betrayal.
Now, Elena Hampton's case ultimately resulted in a settlement with no admission of wrongdoing by Madigan. Madigan himself is now facing a bribery and racketeering trial next year. He's pleaded not guilty. Given everything that we now know, I asked Elena Hampton specifically what she would say to Anita Dunn, and here's what she said.
I don't know Anita Dunn, and I hope I never will, but I would question her on her values and integrity.